This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Andrew Murray wrote, "Just as water ever seeks and fills the lowest place, so the moment God finds you abased and empty, His glory and power flow in." Jesus said, "He that shall humble himself shall be exalted," in Matthew 23:12. This principle has always operated in God's dealings with man. While reading 1 Samuel, the next book in our journey of reading through the Bible in 2 years, you'll see this principle illustrated in 3 great lives. Samuel, Saul, and David all were exalted to positions of importance because of their initial humility. The moment Saul became proud and selfish, he robbed himself of God's blessing, and David was anointed to replace him as king of Israel. Much can be learned from the lives of these 3 men, but the practical principle, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble, 1 Peter 5:5, is the most important. Learn it well. For most of us, seeing what is the true heart of a man is difficult. That's why God said to Samuel in 1 Samuel 16:7, "Do not consider his appearance or his height. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." This is the key verse of the book. Keep its truth in mind, and you'll remember the contents of 1 Samuel. As you read the book, 2 chapters per day, we'll focus on these 3 personalities. If you want further help in studying the Bible, I have literature to help you. Write me, ludgoltz@outlook.com, or check my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.